practicing the biblical principles of what a church should be, and manifesting the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is the Voice of Faith. So then, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Well, thank you, Hap Ritchie, and good morning to each and every one of you. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition of the Voice of Faith radio broadcast originating from the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, the United States of America. I'm Pastor Gary Dahl, and thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we do gather around the radio with the intent to prepare our hearts to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians at a good, solid, Bible-believing local church. Let's begin the program this morning with the great old hymn of the faith, Because He Lives. How we can rejoice over the fact that we do not serve a dead religious leader, but we serve a risen Savior, Jesus Christ. And because of the fact that He lives, when we trust Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior, we have the strength to live as well in this life. And of course, this life is filled with many trials and heartaches and difficulties, but through the power of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, you and I who know Jesus Christ as our Savior have the power to face anything that comes our way. I trust that you know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Can you find a time in your life when you recognize that Jesus Christ is the only Savior and that you are a sinner and that you called upon the name of the Lord Jesus and asked Him to save you? You know, the Bible says in John chapter 14 and verse 6, as Jesus Himself is speaking, He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by Me." The only way to have a relationship with God the Father, the only way to have the forgiveness of sins, and the only way to have the assurance of eternal life in heaven, in the land without tears, and a time without end, is by trusting Jesus Christ alone as your Savior. Have you done that? If you have, I rejoice with you. But if you haven't, I would encourage you to do it right now. And do as Romans chapter 10 and verse 13 says, when it tells us, "Call upon the name of the Lord, and thou shalt be saved. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved," is exactly what the verse says. And if you just go to the Lord and say something like this, "Lord Jesus, I trust You to save me," He will save you. And if you make that decision for Christ today, contact us here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We will send you a little book that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. It's entitled, "Now That I Believe." And we would love to get that into your hands. So if you have called upon the name of the Lord and asked Him to save you this morning, or if you've just done so recently and yet you've not had any kind of follow-up or fellowship or discipleship, I would encourage you to contact us. And we would be delighted to send you that book. Our mailing address is the Faith Baptist Church, 315 40th Street. That's 315 40th Street. Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. Or you may call us, and that phone number is 814-944-2894. That's 814-944-2894. You can also contact us by email, and that email address is fbc@fbcaltoona.org. That's fbc@fbcaltoona.org. If we can help you anyway, spiritually speaking, that is, if you've just recently trusted Christ, we'd love to get this booklet, "Now That I Believe," in your hands. Or if you are saved and you've been walking with the Lord for a period of time and you need spiritual counsel, again, don't hesitate to contact us. Even if you have a prayer request, we would love to take your prayer request to God's throne of grace on your behalf. Contact us and we will pray along with you. We are here not to just make radio broadcasts for Sunday morning, but we are here, first of all, to honor and glorify our God and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, but also to encourage others in the things of the Lord. That simply means to lead others to Christ as we have the opportunity to do so and to enable Christians to grow in Christ. I would invite you to drop by and visit us sometime here at the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. We are located at the corner of 4th Avenue and 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city. We have Sunday school every Sunday morning at 9:30. Our morning service is at 10:30, and our evening service is every Sunday night at 6 o'clock. And then every Wednesday at 6:30 in the evening, we have time for our children and youth ministry as well as our single moms ministry. And then at 7 o'clock at night, we have prayer meeting and Bible study. And Dr. Chris Davis continues to lead us in a study verse by verse through the great book of Ephesians. And so if we can ever serve you spiritually, contact us. But also drop by and visit us. Become a part of one of our services. It would be an honor to meet you. It would be an honor to have you with us for a service. It would be an honor to pray with you. It would be an honor to serve you in any way we can do from the spiritual perspective. Let's pray. Father, we thank You and we praise You once again for the opportunity that we have to produce this radio program. And Father, You know who all is listening at this very moment. For those who are not saved, it's my prayer that they'll come to the saving knowledge of Your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And for those who are saved, I pray that this broadcast will be used of You to strengthen them in their walk with You and to prepare them to worship You in spirit and in truth, along with other Bible-believing Christians this morning at a good, solid Bible-believing local church. But take the broadcast and use it ultimately to glorify Your name, and we'll give You the praise and thanksgiving for it. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Here's another great old hymn of the faith that is an encouragement to many of us as it reminds us of who God is and how God works and what God does in their life. It's entitled, Great is Thy Faithfulness. We can thank God for his faithfulness. Can I hear a good amen about that? God is faithful to us, and how we rejoice in that. From the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, let's turn to the Old Testament book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31, where the Word of God says, But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's from the spiritual bread box of the Word of God, Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 31. And now before I deliver a message entitled Serving God Acceptably, let's listen to another great old hymn of the faith that maybe some of you don't really know too well. It's entitled I Give You Freedom. It's a good hymn. It's a good song. It has a good message. And it was written by my dear friend, Dr. Al Smith, who has now been with the Lord for over 25 years. But it's a great song, it's a great hymn of the faith entitled, I Give You Freedom. I know some of you know this song, many of you may not, but listen to it carefully as I play it for you right now.
I set the boundaries of the ocean vast, carved out the mountains from the distant past. Molded a man from the miry clay, breathed in him life, but he went astray. I hold the waters in my mighty hands, spread out the heavens with a single span, make all creation tremble at my voice. but my own sons come to me by choice. I own the cattle on a thousand hills. I write the music for the whippoorwill. Control the planets with their rocks and rails, but give you freedom to use your own will.
The shepherd's call. I could demand your love, I own you twice, but only willing love is worth the price. I own the cattle on a thousand hills. I write the music for the whippoorwill. Control the planets with their rocks and rails, but give you freedom to use your own will. And if you want me to, I'll make you thank you. I'll only do it though if you say so. I'll never force you, for I love you so. I give you freedom. Is it yes or no? I give you freedom. Is it yes or no?
I give you freedom. Is it yes or no?
Isn't it amazing that God, by His power, spoke and this entire universe came into existence? And of course, as we study the Word of God in the book of Genesis, we see how God Himself formed Adam and Eve. And of course, this entire universe continues to exist because of God's power and because of the presence of God and because of the way that He is in control as a sovereign God. But when it comes to trusting Jesus Christ as personal Savior, He gives us the freedom to do that. He doesn't dictate that we trust Christ as Savior. He doesn't make us call upon the name of the Lord and ask Him to save us. He gives us that freedom. God has made us as free moral agents, which means that He has given us the freedom to say yes to Jesus Christ or no to Jesus Christ. And I trust, my dear friend, that you have said yes to Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ went to the cross and suffered and bled and died on that cross. And then on the third day, He arose again triumphantly to give you the forgiveness of sins and the promise of eternal life. And you've got the freedom to accept or to reject Christ. I would encourage you this morning to accept Him. Simply call upon the name of the Lord. Say, Lord Jesus, I trust You to save me, and He will. You've got the freedom to make a decision for Christ, and I trust that you'll make that decision for the Lord today. Over in the book of Hebrews, chapter 12 and verse 28, we have a very interesting verse that teaches those of us who are Christians to serve the Lord. Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 28 says, Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. What a tremendous verse of Scripture that is. It's teaching us, because of all that we have in salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, and because we are a part of His kingdom through faith in Christ, and because we are a part of God's family through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, we ought to determine to serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. I ask you this morning, are you serving the Lord? You know, to serve God acceptably and reverently with godly fear simply means to serve Him in the way that pleases Him. That is, with respect for who He is and with a desire to honor Him in all that we do. And this is all by the grace of God. You see that right there in verse 28. The second part says, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. You know, it's interesting as we study the Bible that God's grace is a tremendous concept. The Bible teaches us that by God's grace we are saved. By God's grace we are sustained. By God's grace we will spend eternity in heaven. But it is also by the grace of God that we have the strength to live for Him and to please Him and to serve Him. You and I could not be saved apart from the grace of God. Neither could we serve the Lord effectively apart from the grace of God. It is God who gives us the grace, that is the strength, the wisdom, the understanding, the wherewithal to serve Him effectively. And I ask you this morning, do you know Jesus Christ as Savior? If you have not trusted Christ, please do so today. But if you have trusted Christ, are you serving Him acceptably? I trust that you are. And that simply means, are you serving Him in the way that is pleasing and acceptable unto Him? Now, somebody might say, well, Pastor Gary, I would like to serve the Lord acceptably, but I don't know just exactly how to do that. Well, let me give you five things to consider this morning very briefly. Number one, to serve God acceptably means that you need to know Jesus Christ personally. If you do not know Jesus Christ personally, you may be religious and you may be involved with religious and even church activity, but you're not serving God acceptably. So make sure that you're saved. Do as Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 says, call upon the name of the Lord, ask Him to save you, and He will. He will deliver you from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence through faith in Jesus Christ alone. So the first step in serving God acceptably is making sure that you know Him through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, to serve God acceptably involves growing in biblical truth. Growing in biblical truth. You know, we must know the Word of God. And so many times we find that people try to serve the Lord in their own ways, with their own ideas, with their own plans. But if you and I are going to serve the Lord effectively, we must know what the Word of God says and what the Word of God teaches, and then serve God according to God's direction. In John chapter 17, when the Lord Jesus Christ is giving that great high priestly prayer, as we often refer to it, He's talking to His Father just before He goes to the cross. He says this in relationship to His own disciples, which today includes you and me who are saved. He says, sanctify them through Thy truth. Thy word is truth. You know, we are living in a day and age where there are those who are saying there is no such thing as absolute truth. But beloved, there is absolute truth. It is found in the pages of Scripture. From Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, we have all of the truth of God. All of the truth God wants us to know, all of the truth that we must know. And so if we are going to serve God acceptably by His grace, with godly fear, as it were, out of respect for Him, we need to be growing in biblical truth every day. We need to understand the truth of the Word of God, and we need to apply the truth of the Word of God to our lives, or we'll never be able to serve Him effectively. Thirdly, if we are going to serve God acceptably in an effective way, it's important to use our spiritual gifts. One of the things that amazes me as I study the Word of God is the fact that God has given to every Christian a spiritual gift. When you read through the book of Ephesians chapter 4, you will find that when Jesus Christ came forth out of the grave, He gave gifts unto men, unto people, unto who? That is, those who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. That is a spiritual gift. And in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 10, the Word of God says, as every man, that would be every Christian, as every man hath received the gift, that's the spiritual gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Beloved, if you're saved, the day that you trusted Jesus Christ as Savior, God gave you a spiritual gift. What is a spiritual gift? It's a God-given ability for Christian service. Now, that's a study in and of itself, and I don't have the time to get into that with you this morning. However, a number of years ago, I wrote a paper on spiritual gifts, and if you'd like to have that paper, we'd be delighted to get it into your hands. Just contact us, and we will send it to you free of charge. But the fact of the matter is, if you know Jesus Christ as Savior, you have a spiritual gift, a God-given ability to serve Him. Find out what that spiritual gift is, and then develop it and use it to serve the Lord. Number four, to serve God acceptably means that we must walk in the Holy Spirit. In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16, the Word of God says, "Walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." What does it mean to walk in the Spirit? It means to take a step-by-step action depending upon the Holy Spirit in every aspect of our lives. And we do that by being in the Word of God. When we are in the Word of God and studying the Word of God, then the Spirit of God teaches us the Word of God. And as He teaches us, we are to obey the teaching that He gives to us, and He will lead us into the kind of service that pleases Him. And then finally, if we are going to serve God acceptably, we must obey Christ's direction all of the time. Not do our own thing, not do our own will, but obey Him. When Peter and the other apostles were being faced with being persecuted for their faith, they were told really to reject Jesus Christ. And they said in Acts chapter 5 and verse 29, "We ought to obey God rather than men." If we are going to serve God effectively today in an acceptable way, then it's important that we obey Christ. It's important that we obey God's direction given to us in His Word, not following our own will or whims, but always doing what God tells us to do in His Word. So I asked you this morning, are you serving God acceptably? Do so by knowing Christ personally, by growing in biblical truth, by using your spiritual gifts, by walking in the Holy Spirit, and by obeying Christ's direction. And you'll serve God acceptably, God will be honored and glorified, and God will bless you as well. Well, thank you so very, very much for joining us on this Sunday morning's program. Now, I trust that you'll go to church today, but until next Sunday at this same time on this same radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, God bless you, keep looking up, and remember the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.
And let me take just an extra moment or so to remind all of you that should you want to get in touch with the Faith Baptist Church, or should you need to get in touch with us, we'd be delighted to hear from you. Here's our website, www.fbclaltuna.org. That's www.fbclaltuna.org. Give us a call, 814-944-2894. Or better yet, come visit us this morning. We'll have Sunday school at 9:30, morning worship at 10:30, and tonight's service at 6, with a full slate of services Wednesday, 6:30 for the youngsters, 7 o'clock for the youth and adults. Faith Baptist Church here in Altoona, Pennsylvania, is located at 315 40th Street in the Highland Park section of the city, right down from Mansion Park. Till we greet you today in church, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 tonight, or next week by way of radio on this, your favorite station, or on the internet, I'm Brother Hap, and on behalf of Dr. Gary G. Dahl and the family of faith, we encourage you to keep looking up, and thanks for listening to the Voice of Faith.